We're doing Avat Chesed. We're up to Chelek Aleph, Perek Revi'i, Halacha Bet. And we had discussed that there's a mitzvah to do kindness to men, women, and even our enemies. Even if someone is our enemy, and we discussed that last time, how we could have an enemy, even him we have a mitzvah to give a loan to. So the Chafetz Chaim says now, V'lo mibayim husono shelo kadin. It doesn't matter if you hate him and it's illegitimate that you hate him. For example, he didn't do something to you. You asked him for a loan, he didn't give you a loan. You asked him to help you lift a box, he didn't help you. He didn't do something nice to you that he could have done. That in such a circumstance, certainly, that if afterwards he rescinds, he holds back from doing good to him, because you know what? You didn't do good to me at that time. Not only is he foregoing, he's annulling the biblical commandment to do kindness. Furthermore, he's transgressing the biblical prohibition of lo tikom velo tito. You're not allowed to take revenge. You're not allowed to even maintain a vengeance, maintain hatred towards the person. Like we'll explain later on in the fourth paragraph. But even if you hate him for something where you have a mitzvah to hate him for it. For example, you know this guy has gone with prohibited women. You know. You saw the guy go into a house of ill repute. You saw the guy go with a married woman. You know what the guy was doing. And you're allowed to hate him for that. You know the guy transgressed biblically. And you're allowed to hate him for that. He did some kind of prohibition that everyone knows is prohibited. It's not that he didn't know. Even so, there is a mitzvah to do kindness with this person when he's in a time of distress. He's at a time where he's under pressure. He needs your help. The Torah says, even though on the one hand the Torah wants you to dislike a person that does overtly wrong things, but when he needs help, we have a mitzvah to help him. Kivan shu ma'amin b'ikarei hadat, being that he does believe in the principles of faith, he's not an apostate, he's a sinner. We have a mitzvah to do kindness even to a sinner. As we've explained earlier in the third chapter, and you could see more details over there.